listening to Siren Radio, and it's time for another season of the fantastic show that's called Cultural Connections. And what excitement we have today. We are going to be bringing together the countries of Bangladesh, Romania and Pakistan in one glorious 3,600 second package of wonderful cultural connectivity. First up, of course, we'll be talking about where our fine folk have come from. It's an all-female edition. We've got Annika, we've got Anna, we've got Zabe. Honestly, it's unmissable.
Bob de Cadiga, Jimmy Hendacy, Guy Cigano.
And let's start this episode by going straight to Bangladesh, and we'll have a word with, of course, the fabulous Annika Tabassum. Anna, Annika, share with us Bangladesh to Lincoln. Why did you make that decision?
Okay. So, thank you for this question. So, since my childhood, I had a dream to study abroad. So, I was searching for, different universities in the UK, because, the universities in the UK is one of the most reputed universities in the world. So, I thought, why not UK? So, I was searching all the universities in the UK. Then I found University of Lincoln. And the courses just matched with my expectation, and I also searched about the city of what I mean about the city and about the university a lot. So then I just came to a decision that I should choose this university, and now I think this is the best decision of my life, because it's a perfect place to study, to live, and to enjoy my life.
Annika, you've clearly made the right decision, but what do you study here at the University of Lincoln?
Yeah, it's MSc Biotechnology.
Biotechnology, something we'll allude to as the program proceeds. From biotechnology, let's turn to Romania. And as we said, Romania's finest from this point of view. On Romanian radio, national radio back in the day. That's Anna. Anna Coscanel. Anna Coscanel, welcome to your first ever Cultural Connections. Same question, what brought you to Lincoln?
Hello, thank you for having me. Firstly, I've always wanted to study abroad, just as Annika. And I wanted to start studying in the UK when I just finished high school, but I said I should wait a little bit. And then last year, when I started searching for universities, I stumbled across Lincoln. And firstly, the city got my attention pretty quickly, because it's a historical city. It has, it's so beautiful. It has so many stories, even ghost stories.
It's the Bucharest of Britain in many ways.
Yes. And after that, I started looking at the program, and the international business program has a wide variety of options that I can study after, or I can follow after, and it just caught my eye.
Splendid. We'll find out about some of your experiences as well as the program proceeds, which brings us neatly round, if you've been paying attention, to, of course, our fine soul from Pakistan. That's the wonderful Zabe. Zabe, again, what brought you to Lincoln? I gather, a bit like Anna, you're also doing a business postgraduate program with an MSc.
Yeah, thank you very much. What's my journey and how I just reached here? Oh, being Pakistani and brought up in a village, where females not used to go to university or college or school. I was lucky to have my parents who were having dream to just brought up a girl in a way that equals to boys, and sure. I was just giving them attention by my father and given the liberty to just, because I'm the first female in my family, in my paternal family, who just go for matriculation and then college, university, and I started a startup in Pakistan and just think about to come across like UK. I'm blessed to have my parents in my way. Like, they were making my journey very easy for me. But when I decided to come like in UK for studies, I analyzed a lot of aspects, maybe in the financial aspects, like cultural aspect, and every thing that make me feel comfortable here. And when I decided University of Lincoln, international business was like a core of my heart because I will be able to study holistically all aspects of business areas. So decision of the University of Lincoln was although a bit tough, but my consultant was also with me. This, he said, this university is best for you because you're always like, you're very social and you want to connect with the people. And here you find a lot of Asians as well. And the university was also offering some scholarship for the Asian students. So I got some discount on my fee as well. Then I decided to just go.
Value for money, as we like to say. It's value for money, yeah. As well as the social importance of the whole thing. Yeah. You're first up in terms of musical choices. And I gather this first track we're about to hear is something which brings out the patriotism of Pakistan, shall we say. It gets us standing up saying, yay, go Pakistan, or equivalent. Tell us about it and why we're about to listen to Vital Signs.
Pakistani, like when it's come to patriotism and the song and the nationalism, everyone have their love for the country. So the little Pakistan was also a little big connection, and it's like really good song that all the time whole nation favorite and ranked. The singer and the song will always come on the top of the ranking, so therefore just we have a heart-to-heart connection with the singer and the song as well.
Having had a little preview of it, I must admit, it sounds a little bit like a Eurovision Song Contest entry, or is that sacrilege?
So, when I was deciding to send, I was just thinking, what should I do? Because
it's a tough goal. I mean, and to be fair, you know, the bar has been raised in so many ways, but yeah.
This song is like just... I have a really deep connection
now,
with
you've me. Broadcast again on radio in Pakistan. Would you like to give a Pakistan radio introduction to what we're about to hear? Over to you.
Yeah. Guys and girls, welcome to FM 101. This is... You are listening to Zeb, and it's time 1 p.m. You have a really nice drive and beat the traffic with listening our FM show.
There you go. Apart from the radio station, which is Siren Radio, almost perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, Anna, it sounds like a Eurovision entry, doesn't it?
Yes.
I think so. I mean, I'm not putting down Eurovision, but it just sounds like a Eurovision entry. It's curious, Israel can get into Eurovision, Australia can get into Eurovision. As yet, no sign of Pakistan, or indeed Bangladesh. Never mind. I suppose that's the whole point of Eurovision. Let's talk about our first particular topic of the programme, though, which is autumn. And, of course, something which has been very much focused on in Britain is the shift towards Halloween and October 31st and so on. Let's turn to Anna first from Romania, of course, home of Transylvania and the Children of the Night and all sorts of scary activities there. Is there a special feeling about autumn in Romania and in Bucharest, or is it a case of it's just another season? Why do you make such a fuss of this in Britain?
Well, it actually depends. There are, of course, some parts of Romania, like Transylvania, where they celebrate this more than in Bucharest. But we also have our fair share of parties regarding Halloween costumes. But I think here in the UK and in the USA and some other countries, the celebration is quite bigger than in Romania.
Yeah, I mean, it's trick or treat never used to be a thing until about 20 or 30 years ago, and suddenly it's taken off. Let's move to Zabe. I mean, Bangladesh, obviously Bangladesh has lots of ghost stories and areas relating to that. Is this a part of the activity which you think, yeah, the harvest season, autumn, Halloween and so on, it's important, or is it again a case of another strange thing that's happening in Britain?
Yeah, when it's like autumn season in Pakistan, like it's maybe I myself feel the feeling of solitude, and sometimes like people are, the weather is changing, like winter is coming, and like people are more inclined toward listening music late night, or because in Halloween parties are not that much popular in Pakistan. They have like on their culture like connection, or like having events or gatherings in a different way, but not Halloween is like getting famous, like elite class maybe, yeah. But overall, autumn we not as much as like it's not celebrated as here. It's being celebrated, but all the time it just I myself just kind of feel like it's a bit like dark nights, long nights, and
that's
sun
true.
And days.
I mean,
yeah,
it's the inevitable fact of living on a globe that circles the sun. Really, that we kind of have these change of seasons. Whereabouts in Pakistan are you originally from?
Basically, I'm from Khushab. That is a city. Is maybe not well. You can say education is not good, but now I'm living in Lahore. That is really, you can say province.
Cosmopolitan, shall we say.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And Lahore is like really, people of Lahore are really hospitable and culturally connected. We have, or Lahore is called the college, you can say, a lot of colleges and universities, and education was really good. Yeah,
we talked, of course, with Anna about how in betwixt times the film industry really popular in Romania, lots of film sites. Is that happening in Pakistan as well, in terms of, you know, movies and television series and such like?
Yeah, in Pakistan, like in big cities, it's like very popular, and like dramas. Most people in the we are like family oriented culture, so people like would love to sit in the evening together by 8 p.m. and then have to give movies or like dramas together. Right. And they are like, this season also connected with the people, just come together and
inevitably, I could mention Bollywood, but you might say that's a different country. That we nothing to do with that. We step well away from that, you know. Please, let's turn to Bangladesh and Annika. Halloween, does it mean anything, or is it just a case of,
okay, so it's not, I mean, that much popular and well-known in my country. But yeah, you were talking about autumn. So it's, I mean, one of our most favorite seasons in my country. Because there's a sign, I mean, when autumn comes in my country. So the first sign is to see everywhere there's a special plant, which is called Saccharus spontaneum. So the Bengali name of this plant is Kashful. So it's, I think it's an aesthetic name for me. So in autumn, we see everywhere, we see this plant everywhere. So and it is the sign that, yeah, autumn has come. And yeah, so Halloween is not that much popular, but there is a very huge festival, religious festival, which used to happen in autumn, and it's for a specific religious group, which is Hindu. So it's for them, but you know, I mean, Bangladesh, yeah, most of, I mean, 90% of Bangladeshi people are Muslim, but all the religions in my country are encouraged, I mean, very well. So though it's a, I mean, religious festival of a specific group, but we all celebrate this.
Your first choice of music has arrived. In fact, your key choice of music for today is by Mark Antony.
Yeah.
Known, of course, for being a character in Shakespeare, of course, and, of course, had an affair with Cleopatra. But it's not a different Mark Antony, clearly.
Yeah.
Explain why you've gone for Mark Antony with your first choice of music on Cultural Connections.
Yeah, thank you. So, actually, when I had to choose three songs, up to three songs for for this session, so I was afraid that if the songs from my country is available or not. So that's why first I thought that I should put a song which is not from my country. So, but yeah, it's one of my most favorite songs, Vivir Mi Vida by Mark Antony. And it means, I mean, Vivir Mi Vida, the English meaning of it, that, I mean, we have to live by love. We have to enjoy our life. So that's why I love this song, and it's very close, I mean, closely connected to my heart. That's why I chose it.
Really?
know, Zaib, I can actually see that possibly taking over from Dil Dil Pakistan's scenario in anthemic music. I could see that possibly being a replacement. I'm just saying. I mean, obviously, clearly, the vital signs that we heard earlier is very much an upgoing. But that one was a good one as well, I feel.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, here we are in Lincoln. You're listening to Cultural Connections on Siren Radio. We have in the studio from Romania, Anna, from Pakistan, Zaib, and from Bangladesh, Annika. So let's talk a little bit about those travel scenarios, because all global north countries, which is fine, but in terms of travelling from Pakistan to Britain, Bangladesh to Britain, Romania to Britain, were there any challenges that you faced along the way? I mean, in terms of, or was it just a case of, I got on the plane, the heck with the global footprint and the carbon footprint, I just came over here. Let's turn to Annika first from Bangladesh.
Yeah, so I think it's about the challenge I had faced when I was coming to the UK. So it was about my mental challenge, because I was very, I mean, I had a huge height phobia, so I was really afraid. So when I was in plane for the very first time, but yeah, everything was very smooth as I came alone, and I didn't face any, I mean, physical challenge or anything during my UK. So yeah, it was really smooth.
You say, yeah, go to a different country, experience it for the whole thing. What, looking back, were the areas that you thought, I wish I was back in Bangladesh? Or were there any areas where you just thought, what is happening here?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like this before I felt like this. I think I am welcoming any differences, either it's cultural or anything. I'm just open to everything. So I didn't feel anything.
Life very important in all sorts of ways in a world which, that sounds very complex. What exactly are you studying in terms of biotechnology?
Okay. So actually, I have to say a little bit about my background. So I'm a vet. I'm a veterinarian. So, and this is my first this is my second master's. So my first master's was about pathology. So it's all about, I mean, pathology of human and both human and animal. So there is a course which is in my previous master's, and it's about biotechnology. And it's all about, manipulation of biological organisms to make products, technological products, which is useful and which is very beneficial for the economy and for food production and everything. So when I was doing my first master's, the subject, it seems very charming to me. So that's what put me to do another master's in biotechnology. Yeah.
Zaib was saying how she's a pioneer in terms of being a woman coming from Pakistan in higher education and so on. The same challenges in Bangladesh, or is it a case of, no, you go off to university and do what you want?
No, it's really challenging, because in my in my country, there are very limited public universities. So it's very challenging to do what you are passionate about and what you want to do, what you want to study. So it's not always, welcoming for everyone that you like this subject and you like this course and you can study it. So it's not like that. It's a very competitive situation in my country to, get enrolled in a university. And if anyone cannot get chance to study in public university, they must get enrolled in private university, and it's very expensive.
Yeah. You mentioned, of course, your first master's program was in veterinary science.
Yeah.
Which, again, is a long and involved scenario, because you've got a whole range of things. Any particular species that you're fond of? I mean, are you talking about the traditional ones, or are you going to surprise us and say, I've always liked the gerbil?
Okay, so I mean, you were asking me which any species is fond of me. Yeah, I am fond of yeah. So actually, I love dogs. I love dogs. Yeah. So I actually in my home, my dad he used to have a lot of pets in my home since my childhood. So I didn't know that I would be a veterinarian at that time. Mm. So yeah, it's very interesting to study about a lot of different animals. But yeah, I love dogs specifically. I don't know. I think they are very polite animals.
Now, you say you love dogs, but obviously there are a whole vast range of dogs. There are the huge dogs, the massive dogs, the dogs that are dangerous dogs. You've got the cute, teeny, weeny, tiny, tiny dogs, etc.
Yeah.
And you've got the mid-range ones. When you say, is it all dogs everywhere, or is it just a case of as long as they're not cats?
I mean, in my country, are you asking?
Just from yourself, your own personal thing, from your own personal viewpoint, do you have a particular favorite breed of dog?
Yeah, I have. I mean, in my country, there is not that much variety of dogs. They are mainly street dogs, and they are quite large in size. But there is a specific breed what I like. It's Lhasa Apso.
Ah.
They are very cute.
And they are quite small.
Yes,
very, very.
And I used to treat, I mean, I had an experience to treat Lhasa Apso. That's why.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a traditional sheepdog fan, personally, myself. I think they're very good, but that's probably just myself. Anna, you were saying that you like dogs, you like cats, you like all the furry friends from that point of view. Let's talk a little bit about travel from your own perspective. From Romania to Britain, had you been to Britain before, or was it a case of, I don't know, it sounds okay, let's go?
Well, actually, it's my sixth time coming here. But the big surprise is that my first time flying was last year, and I've only been to the UK until now. So I don't know if this played any role in choosing a university or not, but I really like flying. It was quite a challenge, not the flying itself, but the whole preparation, and the challenges came from the bureaucracy, because it was quite a challenge to obtain the visa and to finish my studies. I had like 1 week to finish them, get my degree, and then come here, so that it was quite challenging. But all in all, I enjoyed it very much.
And clearly, Romania has a wonderful history in certain instances and a more challenging history in others. I mean, the era of Ceausescu, still the shadow is there in all sorts of ways. Did you feel that you'd had a similar experience? Was it a case of, what are you doing? You're a woman and you want to work in education? Please stay at home in the kitchen.
No, not at all. Not at all. Our country has a wide variety of universities, public and private, and women and men and everybody is encouraged to get their education, because I think everyone, even older people that lived part of their life in communism, have a very open mind. And even though there are exceptions, of course, like in every other country, but no, we want to get our education. My parents encouraged me from the beginning, and it was my choice. And
speaking to Romanian students here, it's fascinating when they say how one of the strange things they found was how students will occasionally and sometimes frequently challenge the tutors, which is something which was frowned upon in terms of Romania, that actually whatever the tutor was saying, even if it was complete hogwash, you would say, yes, okay, take it down, etc. Is that something that you noticed, or was that a case of, no, actually, we still have, it's back to respect again, do you still have that respect for your tutors, your course leaders and so on, or are you surprised by what sometimes is taken as normal behaviour in a British educational system?
Well, until now, in all of my classes, since I came here, everything went smoothly. The respect is there. And in Romania as well, of course, the time has changed and the relationship between students and professors have changed, but they are still respected. And actually, my mom is a teacher at in university, and we always talk about how she has developed a certain kind of relationship with her students. She helps them. She explains to them in detail after the class ends, and they quite like her. So I think the respect is still there.
It's always important. As long as they don't score them out of 10, it's a whole range of things there. That's a different line. Okay, let's move into a third musical choice before we start talking about education and artificial intelligence and various other factors. And by my reckoning, actually, it is your good self, Anna, who is actually up next for your choice of music for this edition of Cultural Connections. And O Femina, O Woman. So share with us why.
This song is not as culturally representative as the ones before from my colleagues here. I chose this because it's this summer I went to a festival. It's named Saga. It's in Bucharest. And I've heard this song there and this singer, actually. And I think it has quite a meaningful message because it comes from the point of view of a man that talks about his girlfriend as a woman and as what she represents to him, but in general, in the life of other people, that she is powerful, she makes everything better just by being there cheerful, and I think that's nice to hear from time to time.
Yeah. Guys, my grace, dad. Yeah. Yeah. Hanicăși ca idee, asortată ca la cheie, zâmbitoare de o vreme, asta înseamnă o femeie. Harnică și ca idee, asortată ca la cheie, zâmbitoare de o vreme, ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie. Nu vreau să par un imbecil, dacă te sun târziu înseamnă vreau să vorbim. Vreau să aud ce ai mai făcut, îți spun o noapte bună să ador cu mine în gând. Nu mă încred în vise, viața mea e un vis concret. Nu mă încred în prieteni, m-au trădat, dar e ok. Nici banii nu-s corecți, dar măcar banii-s pe față. Nu mă încred în fete, dar măcar tu ești frumoasă. Și mi se schimbă ziua când te văd de dimineață. Ți-ai lăsat parfumul în pernă, păca că am lipsit aseară. Te rănesc continuia, nu știu câta oară. Ești cea mai de preț comoară. Dar gândul ăsta mă omoară. Câte ori vreau să mă schimb, tot atât tot dau în bar. Iau decizii proaste, dar sunt aceeași persoană. Îmi provoci dependență, ești ca ultima țigară. Carismatică, isteață, harnică și ca idee. Îngrijită, parfumată, asortată ca la cheie. Elegantă și deșteaptă, zâmbitoare de o vreme. Ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie. Carismatică, isteață, harnică și ca idee. Îngrijită, parfumată, asortată ca la cheie. Elegantă și deșteaptă, zâmbitoare de o vreme. Ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie. Ia, nu vreau să mă încurc cu fufe. Nu genul de bărbat ce te obligă să-ți perufe. Dar dacă faci o treabă, sunt acolo să încerc. Dacă faci cafea, eu dau comandă la Mac. Dacă faci o sumă, sunt acolo să o dublez. Dacă mă auzi nașpa, ești acolo când oftez. Știi, ne ajutăm unul pe altul. În lumea asta nebună în care ne pierdem capul. Ipocriști știu că mai sunt. Când vorbesc aiurea nu mă crede pe cuvânt. Când am zile proaste știu că vin bune curând. Despre piesa asta am scris-o cu tine în gând. Iar câte nu am importanță. Știu că nu-i ușor, îți citesc asta pe față. Dispusă să te riști, avem o singură viață. Dacă iarăși trebuie să plec, știi că mă întorc de dimineață. Carismatică, isteață, harnică și ca idee. Îngrijită, parfumată, asortată ca la cheie. Elegantă și deșteaptă, zâmbitoare de o vreme. Ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie. Carismatică, isteață, harnică și ca idee. Îngrijită, parfumată, asortată ca la cheie. Elegantă și deșteaptă, zâmbitoare de o vreme. Loială, asta înseamnă o femeie. Asta înseamnă o femeie. Asta înseamnă o femeie. Ha? Ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie.
Possibly Romania's answer to Harry Styles? Maybe, maybe not.
They love it.
Yes, there we go. Styles Meister gets everywhere.
In One Direction as well.
Dear me. And here was I thought Romania were coming into a new form of civilization, but still, that's okay. We can go with One Direction and Harry Styles if required. I will be awarding Ola Oganyemi, the executive producer of Cultural Connections, the task in a few moments. Professor Oganyemi, of course, these days, as we refer to him, quite rightly so, of selecting one of those three numbers to be reprised at the end. So just like Eurovision, except more international, we will have Ola making the decision as to does he go down the line of the Bangladesh entry, the Romanian entry, or indeed the Pakistani entry. So a bit of a gamble there, and I don't know where Ola's going to go. He's going to be consulting the whole range of things. But before we get to that, we need to actually talk a little bit about, again, our experiences and, of course, what we're studying, because we talked at length with Annika about biotechnology. We haven't really spoken about business. Zabe, I mean, obviously you can say business is an essential part of the human experience and has been ever since, you know, we emerged on the planet and started saying, I'll give you this seashell if you give me this, and bartering. Some people say we should go back to bartering and forget all this finance thing, cryptocurrency perhaps. Why did you decide to go into reading business as opposed to biotechnology or another subject area?
Mm-hmm. Previously, my education was in IT and business as well, because I have a master's in IT, and I was working in hospitality industry for 10 years, and then I initiated a startup and start working on it, and then I did my MBA that was specifically was in HR, because I was working in HR as well. When I start doing my business or startup, I think working in Pakistan or doing business in Pakistan, how I compare it with the other countries and the developed and developing countries, when I start comparing, my passion was to grow in HR, but when I initiated my business, I thought I should study business and learn holistically how like education is like being done in developed country, and I should scale up my business after that, getting education in a business, because or selecting international business was a good decision for me, because I decided not MBA, like MSc in HR or marketing or like any specific. I selected holistically international business, in which I would be like studying every aspect of business, with either marketing, supply chain, marketing, or everything. So this was good for me.
In many ways, packaging the processes that could be discovered from a biotechnological viewpoint from Annika, you can actually then sell to the world, really.
It's sometimes things like we think it's really smart, we're doing business, but it sometimes becomes tricky to like check out the situation.
Well, global economy, globalization, there's a whole program in itself there. Let's turn to Anna. Anna, also business.
Yes.
Again, why, when you like animals so much? Or is it the business of animals that you're working to?
well, actually, firstly, I wanted to study psychology. Mm-hmm. And after that, I wanted forensics. And out of everything, I chose to specialize in business administration. I have my bachelor's in that. Mm-hmm. And after that, I said that business itself, it covers a wide range of activities that I could follow. So if I ever want to shift to management or marketing, mm-hmm. that's what I'm gonna do. Right now I have quite some experience in the banking industry. So probably after finishing my master's, that's what I'm going to follow. But I know for sure that in 5 years from now, I want to do something regarding marketing and possibly social media. I've always wanted to do that, so.
You mentioned the banking industry. Now, that, to be fair, is in need of massive public relations almost on a daily basis, because people have a very strong viewpoint about the issues relating to global banks, especially when we talk, let's talk cultural connections, where you have so many countries who are actually in debt, so many countries who are problematic with respect to that. In Romania, is it a case of you view banks as your friend? Are they the enemy? Are they representative of global capitalism gone wild? What's the thought?
Well, right now, and for the past few years, there's been quite a sensitive feeling in Romania, mm-hmm. because the prices have increased drastically. The salaries, there may have been a slight increase, but with these prices, you do not feel them. And everything with the interest rates and everything that's going on, we can't say for sure, or at least I can't say for sure, that it's quite a friendly environment, or that people consider banks their friends. in any way.
Hence the term cost of living crisis, which I'm sure you've heard about. It's yes. Very much percolating through the environment. We can't solve it here, dear listener. I'm sorry, but, you know, in the future, I'm sure Anna and Zabe will get together and we'll have the Zabe-Anna Bank of Philanthropy, which yes. will probably address all sorts of things, and then you can feed that into the system. OK, a slightly more easygoing topic now, which is when we ask every guest to really come up with either something unusual, something charming, something downright incomprehensible that you found either about Britain or specifically Lincoln since you've actually been here. So let's turn to Zabe first. Your any experiences where you thought, I just don't understand what this is?
Yeah, living in Lincoln, I just really feel proud of and feel like grateful I have decided Lincoln. Lincoln is really the peace here, and the sense of security is really appealing. And when I just visit London or any other big city, I feel, no, I'm just going back to Lincoln because I find peace here. And especially for the females, when we are like walking along, we're going like traveling along, we are like going to work, shopping, grocery, everything, and we are alone. And we feel like, oh, we have no tension at all, and we're free to move. So this is what I love about Lincoln, is really peace and the security I'm enjoying, and I want every woman definitely will be enjoying here.
Wow, excellent. Yeah. Well, again, that's great news from the point of view of security at Lincoln, which is all good. Let's turn to Anna.
Well, I think one of the most charming things that I've done since coming here to Lincoln is when I went to the cathedral. You were allowed there to, even if you had a different religion, to light candles and pray. And I found this really nice and charming, because when you move abroad and you're alone, completely alone, and you start going and meeting new people or just exploring, to find something that's not quite related to you or your home or anything, but at the same time allows you to bring something from your own home or beliefs there, is quite unique. So I really liked that thing. And also, not to be so emotional here, I like the fact that everything is so close. Bucharest is quite big. It has around 220 square kilometers. So leaving my home at, like, I don't know, 10:50 and being in class by 11, it's amazing. It's life-changing.
I've even known certain students who just almost roll out of bed and they're straight into the lecture,
exactly.
Basically. It's that kind of format. Very, very strange. And are you a Russian Orthodox or Roman Catholic or any faith or just neither? Or
Christian Orthodox.
Christian Orthodox. Thing. Fantastic. That's necessary, but just interesting in terms of the Lincoln aspects there and the cathedral,
yes.
Which, of course, did collapse and fall down at the start, yes. When they first built it, they had an earthquake, much like this first cultural connections almost, but still never mind. We still lost it. Annika, same question. Quirky, curious,
yeah.
Or outrageous?
Yeah, thank you. So first of all, I would say that a different thing, which is very different from my country, is here in Lincoln, I have to walk a lot. I have to walk a lot, but yeah, everything is very close to each other. So it's not a very big deal, but yeah, I have to walk a lot, and it's very different than from my country. Like in my country, there is a very different types of transportation system. So if even we have to go to a new place, or if even we have to go in a place which is just 10 minutes of transport. So, but here it's not, available. Like, yeah, if I have, personal bicycle or something like that, I can go by there, by this. But yeah, it's a huge difference. But I haven't faced any weird or any bad experiences yet. But what I want to say, everything is very beautiful in Lincoln. It's an amazing city, and whenever I walk in the street, I just say to myself that yeah, it was my dream, and I'm living my life now. So I'm living on my dream. It's like that, and yeah, I will agree with Zabe that it's very secure place. 'Cause in my country, it's not very secure to, for a woman to go outside at night. Or late night, but nowadays I'm in the library for a long time, even at night.
I thought you might be. Actually, I had a feeling you might be a diligent student.
So whenever I just came back home, whenever I have to reach home, so I feel very secure. I feel more confident than I ever used to be. So yeah, it's a good experience I'm having.
Which is great.
Yeah.
In the past, people have criticized the traffic lights. They've criticized it's okay. Criticize the food. It's perfectly understandable. Okay, Ola, it's time to bring you on board Cultural Connections, the first in our second volume, shall we say. Volume 2, episode 1. I don't know, whatever we refer to it. If we just move you around to the other microphone there. What is your musical choice from the team? What are you going to go for? Will it be Mark Antony's entry into the whole thing? Will it be Vital Signs? Or will it be... The line of "It's just good to hear something from Romania on British radio." What are you going to choose, Ola?
Well,
no pressure, but you know, we feel it's important.
Thank you for dropping me into this. You know, well, I want to say that all the music were perfect. So, you know, first time I'm listening to all of them, and I can feel the vibe and things, and I can understand why you have chosen them as well. So they are quite good. But of course, we just have to choose one to go with. So I'll go with the Romanian one, second one. So, you know, I don't know, just sounds a little bit, you know, smooth and things like that.
You made the child so happy.
There you are. It's all, and probably the little puppies and cats and dogs as well are also saying, the kittens say, hurrah, Ola has selected this particular one. Well done. We'll do that to sort of see us out of the program. Have you enjoyed your first Cultural Connections, Zabe? Has it been good for you?
Oh, yes, I have enjoyed. And I was previously, as I told, I was exploring Lincoln and university in the different department, and being here in the radio station, as it was like my dream to come over the radio station. And I really enjoyed the way you keep everyone like very calm and like slowly just
the electric shocks can be used to a certain point, but only in limited circumstances. That's all. And Annika, how's it been for you?
Yeah, it's it's like, still it's like, oh my God, I'm here. Because this is my first ever in a radio station. So I'm talking for the very first time like this.
Well,
so yeah, it's a great experience.
I wouldn't have guessed that. And so there we are, season pro. And finally, Anna.
Well, I enjoyed it a lot. actually, it made me so happy.
Your song has won, of course. It's won the official Ola Award as deserving of a reprise.
I am so overly happy and enjoyed by this, but I think this is going to be the highlight not only of my week, but for like a long time, because I'm really happy of doing this.
Well, we're happy to have the three of you with us, and I'm sure we'll connect with you on various other shows. Cultural Connections will be back very shortly, in fact, in a fortnight from now. But to Annika, to Zabe, to Anna, to, of course, Ola, a huge thanks to you, dear listener. Keep on keeping on. And, you get the right of introduction. Anna, would you like to introduce your song once again, the winner of the first inaugural Ola Odinyemi This Is My Choice Award?
Yes. This amazing song, it's a Romanian song, also a Romanian singer. It talks about his girlfriend, but about women in general, praising them and showing that women in general are cheerful, they make life more colorful, and everybody should, like women, men, just be happy to be together and enjoy themselves and love themselves.
Guys, my greatest dad. Hai, nicăși ca idee, asortată ca la cheie, zâmbitoare de o vreme, asta înseamnă o femeie. Harnică și ca idee, asortată ca la cheie, zâmbitoare de o vreme, ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie.
Nu vreau să par un imbecil, dacă te sun târziu înseamnă vreau să vorbim. Vreau să aud ce ai mai făcut, îți spun o noapte bună să ador cu mine în gând. Nu mă încred în vise, viața mea e un vis concret. Nu mă încred în prieteni, m-au trădat, dar e ok. Nici banii nu-s corecți, dar măcar banii-s pe față. Nu mă încred în fete, dar măcar tu ești frumoasă. Și mi se schimbă ziua când te văd de dimineață. Ți-ai lăsat parfumul în pernă, păca că am lipsit aseară. Te rănesc continuia, nu știu câta oară. Ești cea mai de preț comoară. Dar gândul ăsta mă omoară. Câte ori vreau să mă schimb, tot atât tot dau în bar. Iau decizii proaste, dar sunt aceeași persoană. Îmi provoci dependență, ești ca ultima țigară. Carismatică, isteață, harnică și ca idee. Îngrijită, parfumată, asortată ca la cheie. Elegantă și deșteaptă, zâmbitoare de o vreme. Ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie. Carismatică, isteață, harnică și ca idee. Îngrijită, parfumată, asortată ca la cheie. Elegantă și deșteaptă, zâmbitoare de o vreme. Ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie. Ia, nu vreau să mă încurc cu fufe. Nu genul de bărbat ce te obligă să-ți perufe. Dar dacă faci o treabă, sunt acolo să încerc. Dacă faci cafea, eu dau comandă la Mac. Dacă faci o sumă, sunt acolo să o dublez. Dacă mă auzi nașpa, ești acolo când oftez. Știi, ne ajutăm unul pe altul. În lumea asta nebună în care ne pierdem capul. Ipocriști știu că mai sunt. Când vorbesc aiurea nu mă crede pe cuvânt. Când am zile proaste știu că vin bune curând. Despre piesa asta am scris-o cu tine în gând. Iar câte nu am importanță. Știu că nu-i ușor, îți citesc asta pe față. Dispusă să te riști, avem o singură viață. Dacă iarăși trebuie să plec, știi că mă întorc de dimineață. Carismatică, isteață, harnică și ca idee. Îngrijită, parfumată, asortată ca la cheie. Elegantă și deșteaptă, zâmbitoare de o vreme. Ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie. Carismatică, isteață, harnică și ca idee. Îngrijită, parfumată, asortată ca la cheie. Elegantă și deșteaptă, zâmbitoare de o vreme. Ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie. Asta înseamnă o femeie. Asta înseamnă o femeie. Ești loială, asta înseamnă o femeie.